For a round called Bring Your A Game, here are our next two contestants, Christy Pete and Zakiya Smith. We have two visitors to New York. Zakiya, you are visiting from Michigan?
Canton, Michigan.
Canton,
yes.
Michigan. And Christy, you're visiting from Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Houston, Texas. Do people tell you that you have an accent, Zakiya?
Not really, but I'm familiar with the Michigan accent. It's kind of the long A and the vowel.
Sounds like it's like music to your ears. Christy, do you find the people?
Usually when they guess Southern California, but I grew up in Dallas.
You grew up in Dallas. Do you have any little Texan...
I say y'all a lot, but other than that, no.
Nothing. All right. Well, Americans seem to think that Canadians speak funny and have an accent. I am a Canadian, and I've never thought that much about it, but maybe it's because I'm, like, too close to it or something. In this game, we're going to ask you to speak like a Canadian because all the answers will be words that, when spoken with a Canadian affect, become a different word. John, can you give us an example, eh?
If we say, it's the sound a frog makes when playing a popular lawn game, you would say, croak a or croquet. Let it out. This next segment is 20 minutes long.
I apologize to all my countrymen. Ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. My muscles got super pumped after I stopped going to those all-you-can-eat restaurants. Christy.
Buffet, eh?
That is correct.
Buffet, yes. I love that you said buffet. You made it a little bit more, you had a little French to it, you know, instead of buffet, which is, but we don't have those in Canada because in Canada, everyone eats the right portion for them. An Indian city now known as Mumbai is exploding with people. Christy.
Bombay.
Bombay, that's right.
That is correct.
He's an expert at wine, and he's from Mogadishu. Zakiya.
Somalier.
How did you arrive at that answer?
I'm from Somalia. No, not really.
I like that you just went for that. You're like, challenge. I will challenge. She wanted to play an R-rated version of a board game about world domination. She's moving her armies into my Kamchatka.
Risque.
Hey. Zakiya, risque.
Yes.
Favorite board game in Canada? Does anyone know? Sorry. I can never get enough of those eels. Keep them coming. Zakiya.
Squiggly.
Judges?
That's good. That's good. Christy, can you steal?
Slimy?
A good idea. No, the answer is more, eh? Boo. Boo.
Only 15 more minutes.
All right. Mr. Miyagi didn't want my paper money, just all of my spare change.
Please do not scream out the answer.
Spare change?
Oh. Karate?
Christy?
No, I don't know.
Zakiya, can you steal?
I was definitely going to say karate, so...
No, we were looking for sensei.
Sensei.
Ah!
If I said loonies and toonies, would that help?
Actually, yes.
Next time. The French artist who painted the gardens at Giverny made me ooh with pleasure. Christy.
Monet.
That is correct.
Monet, indeed. I like the way you said that, super fast.
I teach art. I couldn't not get it.
Right, you just went for the painter. You didn't go for the moan, A, which is, I understand, because you were focused on the art. This is your last question. If you dipped this tubular pasta in squid ink, you can use it as a writing implement.
Christy.
Penne.
Penne. Danny is
that
correct.
That is correct. Congratulations, we have a winner, and the winner is Christy. Christy, you are moving on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we're going to talk to the folks behind the hit podcast Welcome to Night Vale about what keeps them up at night. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.